League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here. Quentin wants to get in on the show, talk a little high school football. What do you say, Quentin?
Hey, guys, you're gonna have a good show, guys. Just to be honest with you guys, it's kind of awkward listening to you guys initially when you guys first started because I used to listen to the other guys, but man, I have to tell you, you guys made a big splash. You guys got me hooked. You guys were hilarious. First time ever hearing Lance, but I used to listen to Johnny G and Dildo on the I'm Unfiltered with Sean and them, but you guys are awesome. You guys are funny.
Welcome in, man. Welcome in.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate you.
Hey, I just wanted to throw a shout-out to trying to invite people to the playoff game between Cyfair, Bobcats, and Austin Winslakes out there at NRG this weekend because I know you guys got tons of listeners, especially out here in Cyprus. And I just want to let you know that they got a semifinal going on this weekend at NRG, so I just want to get your take. I'm not sure if you follow high school baseball. I mean, high school football, but just want to get your take on what you think is going to happen. I think both teams are undefeated, so I'll hang up and listen.
I have no idea. I haven't seen either team play. Austin Westlake is always good, you know.
Yeah,
I can't speak to it. All I can say is get on out there and watch that.
We have a don't we have a high school football show on this station? Hype? The Hype Vibe?
I forgot. Vibe. Yeah.
Quentin, if you're looking for Inside Out, that would probably
be Matt Malatesta.
Probably better
tweet
than
Matt Malatesta. He can tell you better.
If my brother's team's not in the playoffs, I tend to check out a little bit.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only thing I was keeping up with St. Pius, Coach Hill over there, and Grant Gannell, and Tyler Vrabel. They just lost this week on a heartbreaker. They were up.
Where's the kid Grant Gannell going?
He's going. Well, he was going to Texas A&M until somebody got fired, and now it's up for grabs. But he's got another year. He's got another year.
Oh, he was early commitment.
Dude
junior.
Is going to, when it's all said and done, Grant Gannell is going to own, I think, the nation's record for most passing yards. He started as a freshman and was throwing it all over the place.
What school does he go to?
St. Pius.
Oh, okay.
He is a beast. He's 6'5", 6'6".
Oh, wow.
And
real
can
size.
Sling it, and he can run, too.
I bet Jimbo's got a chance of the kid, too. Pocket passer?
Yeah, that's been brought up a couple times, and John hasn't reacted so strongly to that. The Vibe post-game show is on Friday nights at 10. So, Quentin, if you're looking for high school insight, don't call these guys.
Well, that's fair. No, that's actually a fair comment that you just made.
Yeah, I wasn't trolling. I'm just saying, listen to that show. They have all the insight during the high school football season.
Hey, does this – you know what? In this season where there's – does it feel like Pittsburgh's only got two losses? They don't feel like a dominant AFC team.
Well, they
to me.
Were just, you know, for a team that was as stumbling along offensively like they were. Ben was not good. Ben has not been good.
Huh.
But he's gotten a lot better. He's gotten better as the season has gone on. But for a team that was stumbling along, and you just look up and oh, they've only got two losses.
So you look at the NFC. Wentz is now out. So I'm kind of writing him off. I don't think they can win without Wentz. Not at the highest level. So then I write off Dak and them. They're not getting it done. Although it would be if they make the playoffs and you get Zeke Elliott back. That's one of those teams that could become suddenly dangerous in the playoffs. Is Green Bay that team though right now? with Aaron Rodgers back, I can't. Seattle's got too many injuries to me. I don't know if I buy into the Rams all the way just yet. Like, I'm trying to find a team.
I think it's the Panthers. I think it's the Panthers. I think they're underrated. I think that
they are really flying under the radar. It's because they haven't played all that well, but now Greg Olsen just came back, and
their defense is good. And you know, Cam has not played all that well, and yet that's another team. They're sitting there at 9-4. And
they're at 9-4.
9-4.
So they've won how many in a row? Them, because I think they've won like 3 in a row.
Well, I don't know. I think they're a team that you know, a more complete team, especially if Cam plays well and better than he had earlier in the season. He's not consistent. He doesn't throw. His completion percentage isn't great. But man, I'll tell you, with his legs, and if he uses his legs in the postseason. And now you got to hold the linebackers, and now he can take advantage over the top with their running game and their defense. I really think that they, with Carson Wentz down, they can come out of the NFC. I do. I think they're the most dangerous team. Now, Aaron Rodgers may not play this week because the medical staff has not say yeah they're fine.
Well, it's just about getting there for Dallas and Green Bay. If they get there, that's. You know, that's very Green Bay sitting there at 7-6. Dallas, I think, is 7-6 too, right? So you're basically just talking about a teams that if they get there, I just don't know if I can buy into Goff all the way. I just don't. Wentz, to me, Philadelphia is eliminated because I can't see them winning at a high enough level without Wentz.
Will the Super Bowl be if Foles and the Eagles get there? I mean, honestly. You can't have them. Yeah. I mean,
Foles versus Bortles. Foles Bortles?
No.
Would anyone like a Foles Bortles Super Bowl in Minneapolis? Ladies and gentlemen, here we are in ice cold Minneapolis, where it's going to be the fighting Foles versus the bungling Bortles for one of the most exciting Super Bowls of all time. Jacksonville versus Philadelphia.
Hey, we're going to name
terrible.
Paul Posluszny will be the MVP of the Super Bowl. He'll make 25 tackles, and he'll be the only one that did anything because of those two terrible quarterbacks.
That would be the perfect MVP. Paul Posluszny, you just had a bunch of tackles against LeGarrette Blount. I can't. That's the most boring That would be the most boring Super Bowl of all time, ever.
Yeah.
Giants Ravens. Yeah, because that had.
2000.
That had the sweet Ravens offense.
Yes. Those two quarterbacks.
Trent Dilfer versus
Kerry Collins.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, good. That's setting a pretty high bar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. What about you versus Tim Perpura? We didn't even.
I've got that audio
still.
You've got
every general manager in your kitchen. Every team's general manager. At least one general manager.
Tim Perpura is a goof.
Well, stop.
I've got that still. Oh, ice cream eater.
Wait. Hey, Lance, how many minor league games?
How many games have you seen, Lance? And I said, thousands. just to throw them all, you haven't seen thousands? No crap, dummy. All I'm asking is why you bring up guys when they're 30 years old as rookies. Sorry, you guys, I can't deal with that. Let's get Lanny in here. I know what I can deal with. I can deal with Bill Advisor because at Bill Advisor, you know what, Lanny, and I call, and my wife knows this, I call Pearl my side chick because Pearl is out there just, I was on the phone with her a few different times, and I said, Pearl, listen, save me money however you can, and that's what she did. And so my wife said, I don't care if you have a side chick, if she's able to save $2,000 in the course of a year. But that's what you guys are doing with negotiating prices, and if you're saving money at this time of the year, that can go to Christmas presents.
No, that's exactly right. You know, it's funny. We can't pay for Jimmy's bike or Johnny's Nintendo, and I hope my kids aren't listening because everybody now knows what they're getting for Christmas. But we can save you on everything else where you can help pay this stuff off.
No offense, but you can upgrade from Nintendo to something bigger, especially if you're saving money with Bill Advisor. And this is what I love about you guys, Lanny, is I was on the phone the very first time with Pearl for about 15 minutes. She was explaining some different stuff. She said, I'm going to call you back when I need to three-way you in so that you can give permission for me to negotiate. That took about 11 seconds. She did it one other time with one other company. That took about 7 seconds, and that was it. After that, by the end of the day, she had all the deals set up, and I had so much money saved. It really is so simple for the user. You simply text bills to 313131, and you guys do the rest.
No, that's exactly right. And look, and it's not. We talk about the money, right? And the money's easy to talk about. You know, we had three giant winners last week. Stephen from Houston saved almost $3,000 on his TV and internet bills. Michael saved $1,600 on his satellite TV, cell phone, and internet bundle. But as much as the money, and the money's important, right? That's the big part of this. But it's about saving time, and you just hit on it. We need a few minutes to get everything set up. But after that, it's pretty much plug and play. We need you for a minute here and a minute there, and we can save you all the money. Start saving money, and you can get the time back, too.
Yeah, we'll put, and Lanny, thanks for calling today. That's Bill Advisor. And, you know, here's the great thing is they will continue to work for you throughout the process. They will continue to look at your bills, even when you're just sitting at work doing nothing, you know, and looking to your fantasy football team. They're still working for you. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text Bills to 313131.
ESPN 97.5. Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything, want you to see all of the lights.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 818 ESPN 97.5.
You think it's a good idea for him to leave as soon as the segment starts?
Well, wait, so he's sitting here the whole break. And then the music comes on, and he walks out.
He's doing it in reverse.
I can't explain it.
What's wrong with your buddy?
I can't explain it. I have no idea.
Sat in here for 4 minutes with no issues and decided.
Talking about
stuff.
Yeah. Talking about, you know, the thing about Jimbo Fisher is, he does. I mean, while if I'm a quarterback, are you scared if you're a quarterback? Playing for Jimbo Fisher.
You have to have some. See, we were talking about during the break. I've talked about it before. When he was at Florida State, a rival school put together a hit tape of all, and by hit tape, I mean clips of his quarterbacks getting driven into the ground. Now, it's not just about the offensive line. A quarterback might miss a read, a back might miss a pickup, but all the quarterback, the recruit sees is Jimbo's quarterbacks getting put into the turf. And have them appeal themselves. I'm not just talking about like, oh, you kind of got touched and he fell down. Being driven into the turf. I don't think that's all on Jimbo. But his offense is very complicated. And it's hard for young players to pick it up quickly and get on the field.
And whatever, perception is reality for a high school kid or parents who are sending their kid to that school. And especially a Grant Gunnell who's going to be the number one quarterback next year in the country. You know, does he want to go? I mean, he's got his choice anywhere. He can go to anywhere he wants. And he committed to Summy and Noel Mazzoni, but he hasn't committed to Jimbo. And, you know, Jimbo coming in here, does Jimbo put quarterbacks in the NFL? Yeah. All right, he does. Ponder, E.J. Manuel,
yep.
And Jameis. He puts them in the NFL. And here's the thing is, but watching the last couple of years and his quarterback getting killed, DeAndre getting killed, you're like, whoa, I don't know. Will Jimbo protect my kid? That's a legitimate, legitimate question.
Some of it is not
after watching Francois the last 2 years.
Okay, so one of the things you have to look at, you have to look at two things. The first thing you have to look at is, are you not protecting your quarterback because you're constantly like, Luke Falk for Washington State, Leach is in 4 and 5 wides all the time. He took a tremendous amount of hits, and I've heard that he is going to have some medical concern. Like, there's concerns about him in the draft medically. He's had concussions. He's been hit. He's been sacked 125 times. You're not doing a good job of protecting.
Either that,
him
or he's holding the ball too long.
Well,
he's not picking up blitz pickup.
It's both. Yeah. It's both because you can't. Like, my dad tried to. He was O-line coach for Mouse Davis and June Jones in the World League with the New Jersey Knights. It's 5-man protections. You're going to get your quarterback hit. If a team wants to bring 6, they're going to hit your quarterback. Yeah. Even if he's getting rid of it, you're going to get your quarterback hit. And this guy also sometimes. Savage. I mean, it's going to happen. Yeah, Tom Savage.
That was a zero blitz
The thought coming out of when he was at Pittsburgh with all his sacks is, man, you just didn't protect him well. when you have that many sacks, a lot of times because you just don't get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
You don't get rid of it. It's not to say that protection's good, but Leach's system is not going to protect the quarterback. But that's not what Jimbo runs. Jimbo runs more pro-style stuff. Sometimes he just has crappy offensive linemen.
Well, that's I mean,
Roderick
here's
Johnson.
Here's the thing about it, too. He runs a pro-style set. Grant Gunnell runs a wide open.
Most high schoolers do now.
It's not Leach's offense, probably more Dana's offense without running nearly as much. I mean, probably what Dana was running this year, because last year he had to run his quarterback because he couldn't throw all that great. This year, it's more like what Dana is doing. And actually, if you want to know the truth, I was with Coach Hill over at Kincaid, and he said he took a lot of Dana's stuff from University of Houston, just watched the TV and said, oh, look what this guy's doing. He would watch it over and over again, see what everybody did on the play, and that's how he picked up a lot of his offense. So, does Grant want to move into a pro-style offense and a slow-down offense when he's been so successful in high school doing what he has been doing? I think those two things are legitimate questions. Now, does he want to be a pro quarterback? Yeah. Would running Jimbo's offense be more conducive to translating to the NFL? Probably.
It's going to be interesting with Tom Herman in at Texas and Jimbo Fisher at A&M, because Jimbo runs pro-style stuff. Tom Herman runs more of the hybrid stuff that they ran at Ohio State with Urban Meyer, things like that. So two totally different types of offenses. But both of them have offenses that have worked. They come from the offensive ideology that has worked. And once again, I'm going Herman, Urban Meyer from that Ohio State stuff with JT Barrett and
Cardell. I think Herman's got to have a mobile quarterback.
I'm not completely sold that Sam Ellinger can't be the guy in the future.
I'm not either.
I think you need to have more talent than him. No, that kid really played. He's a tough competitor. He's like watching Bucky Richards all over again.
Absolutely.
Tough competitor, runs hard, gets you. He's limited as a passer. He's not, to me, you can already tell, he's not like pro prospect, pretty in the pocket. That's not who he's going to be. But that's not who JT Barrett is either. So that's okay if you're trying to win college games. You're not trying to get the prettiest pocket passer out there. You need a guy who's tough.
When did Tom Herman win? With JT Barrett, Cardell Jones, Greg Ward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he needs.
Yeah, no, and maybe Ellinger can be that guy. He made some really dumb moves down around the goal line, some bad interceptions.
Went against West Virginia where he's falling down and he throws it up. Touchdown, yeah. West Virginia.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. It's going to be two different types of offensive systems and schemes. It will really be interesting to see how that ends up playing up. And if another Texas quarterback, and Grant Gunnell gets out of the state because Andrew Perloff, McLovin from Dan Patrick's show, he wrote an article like 3 years ago about all the great high school quarterbacks who end up leaving, Matthew Stafford, all the NFL type quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford, Andrew Luck. There was Drew Brees, a ton of these guys who just left the state.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'll tell you who fits Grant Gunnell's style more is Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. And he's a big kid like Mason Rudolph.
How are you not USC calling him? This kid's going to be the number one pocket passer. How is Georgia not calling him? How is Mark Richt over at the U not going to call him?
But they're not going to fling it around like Mason Rudolph
and
was
Mark
able
Richt
to.
Mark Richt is kind of gravitated towards a more dual threat as well. His first two big quarterback commitments at Miami are dual threat options.
Well, have you noticed pretty much everyone is figuring out?
I know about this firsthand.
Oh, really?
It blows.
You got to be able to move. You got to be able to move. That's all they ever say. Now, who was it not long ago who said, if I had to do it over again? I can't remember who it was. There's a college coach recently who said, you have to be able to move nowadays as a quarterback. Because it's part of the ability to run play action and zone read out of the pistol and shotgun makes throwing the ball that much easier. The RPOs are that much easier for guys who have that background. So RPOs meaning run pass options. RPOs is what you see now leaking into the NFL where the offensive line blocks like it's a run play because it might be a run play.
Right.
When the quarterback makes a decision – And the Texans did this a little bit with Case Keenum. Bill O'Brien put that in with Case Keenum. No. It was actually Gary Kubiak put that in with Case Keenum the first time around, where he had an RPO where it was a fake handoff and he would read the linebacker. And if the linebacker sucked down, he would throw it in the seam. And that was actually Gary Kubiak who made that adjustment.
That's happening all over the place.
Now it's happened a lot in the NFL.
Yeah. Yep.
RPOs are.
Yep. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Well, you know what? Maybe different with Jimbo at Texas A&M hiring Darrell Dickey. Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
It could be, because Memphis certainly is a different style.
That is surprising, considering Jimbo doesn't think that type of football, that Memphis, the offense they run, is what football should be about. Now, will Darrell Dickey be calling plays or just implementing ideas? Because Jimbo loves to call plays.
Well, can you beat Alabama and LSU playing the same style of football?
Well, Jimbo tried to build his program like, obviously, a Saban guy. He built his program like Saban.
Right.
But even as going as far as hiring defensive coordinators that kind of match what Saban does. Can you do that in the SEC consistently?
It worked in the ACC because he bullied people.
And he got the best players in the ACC.
Yeah.
He's not going to get the best players in the SEC, even at A&M. He'll get good players, but they won't be better than Bama's players.
Well, that's honest. Can you out Alabama?
Probably not, unless you have a generational quarterback.
No, you got to. That's it.
LSU did it without. LSU did it a couple of times without a generational quarterback.
If somebody does something exceptionally well, like that was my whole point with Mello Rockets. I had no interest because you don't beat Golden State by just trying to, can we get some more scores out there? There's only so many shots. So you're now taking the ball away from James Harden, who has proven to be highly efficient. You don't try to out Golden State. You don't try to out Patriot the Patriots typically. I mean, you have to an extent. You have to be careful how you build. And with if you try to out Alabama, Nick Saban realized, I'm just going to beat the hell out of everybody with bigger, stronger guys. And Johnny Manziel was the first time I realized, ooh.
That's how you beat him.
Spread this is how you beat him. And then Nick Saban, of course, said, we need to go get guys like Tim Williams. We need to get faster out there.
And then Nick Saban started complaining about this up-tempo football is killing the game.
Hey, people are going to get hurt, all right? Hey, all this up-tempo, and guys are going to tear their hamstrings. And then Lane Kiffin came in, and they started going up-tempo. Like, he didn't buy into this. He's trying to, hey, we got to make up rules, okay? No more up-tempo, okay? Fast football is getting people killed. There's been 3 deaths this year. Coach, I don't think there's been any deaths. Oh, hey, you in the media. All right, let's take a look at this. And then I'll I'm sorry, Coach Saban. I didn't mean to. I'm just going to leave now. I'm sorry for bringing that up. Nick Saban, the fast football is going to get people hurt to let's play fast the next year was one of the worst hypocritical things. Like, made it so obvious. He was just, hey, it's not fair, okay? We're not able to keep up with this. Manziel thing. Okay, we got to slow this down. What's your reasoning? CTE. What? CTE?
Yeah.
Let's just slow it down. Power football. Let's play between the tackles.
Oh, by the way, the numbers say that the more snaps don't mean anything, Coach. I don't know if you know that.
It's because everyone gets more tired. They don't hit as hard. Yeah, right. Oh.
830 ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
All right, so this is the deal. For Christmas, every year for Thanksgiving, we stopped doing turkeys. We started doing briskets. I throw that thing on. This year, I threw it on the Green Mountain. No, I threw it on Memphis Grill. I've got 2 different ones, Green Mountain and Memphis Wood Pellet Grills. There's a lot of people who swear by those big ceramic cookers that I've heard that they do chicken and pork better than anything ever. They've got the Kamado Joe ceramic cooker. They've got the Weber gas grills. If you're a huge Weber gas grill fan, they've got them at Texas Grill Shop. Maybe you're someone who is looking for the very finest marinades and spices and accessories there, like pizza stones and rib racks and thermometers that you can tie into actually your grills in many cases, and you can monitor your temperature of your grill and the food that you're cooking right there from an app on your phone. I mean, they've taken barbecuing to the next level. If you are a great barbecuer and you want to go to that next level and you want a one-stop shop, or you're like me, a novice when I started, and you want to be able to barbecue like a pro, go to Texas Grill Shop. Rick and Michelle Martin they're building a dynasty over there. They've got a location in Luetta off Spring and one off 59 and Shepherd. You stop in there, they'll help you find the right grill for you. It's always free assembly and free delivery guaranteed. They're going to be lower than the retail prices that you find out there. And I promise you, it will forever change the way that you cook and you barbecue and you grill. Get it all at one stop. TexasGrillShop.com. Great holiday prices going on right now. A great sale. Go to TexasGrillShop.com to find out. Two locations here in Houston. TexasGrillShop.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good pyramid noise.
Why are you so paranoid?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 836. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's get Biscuit in here in a second. But Dell, you got to play. Here's a woman on a plane. This video broke this morning. So she's smoking on the plane,
which has been illegal for like over two decades now.
You don't, right? You
maybe
don't.
Three,
do you
three
remember
decades?
When you used to be able to smoke on a plane?
I don't even remember.
You don't? You used to be able to smoke
on a
plane anywhere, and then they moved all the smokers to the back of the plane.
Which always seems strange. Like, how are you going to keep that smoke there?
Well, and, you know, we'd just blow it to the front.
A-holes.
Yeah. So this woman, she's up in the – actually, I think she's in the front row right behind first class, and because you see that little wall there in the video – so here is this woman after she was caught smoking on the plane.
I have a destination for this. I have a destination for myself, and I need to go there. I swear, if you don't land, I will kill everybody on this plane. I will kill everybody on this plane.
And then you hear, that's when the ruffling and shuffling starts.
Well, that's when a guy got up a couple rows back and said, we're stopping this right here.
Yeah, he's like, well, you start saying, I'm going to kill everyone on this plane.
Yeah.
Everyone perks up like crazy. Okay, so you're going to be crazy. First of all, you're kind of crazy if you're smoking on a plane. Secondly, if you're saying you're going to kill everyone on a plane because they said they were going to land, I think what happened was they said, we're going to have to land the plane if you don't stop smoking. You keep acting a fool.
Then I get up. Okay, because we ain't landing
except trying to get
where
to my
we're
spot.
Going.
Yeah, I know. So if she's about to mess up my stuff.
That's right.
If she's itinerary watch, she's trying to be itinerary watching on my, you know, on my itinerary. We're not doing this. But let me just tell you what, you got to go. Do we have it on our own website yet or Facebook page yet? I don't know. We need to put it up there so they can see it. Crazy usually tells you they're coming. You know what I mean? Like, she's got her sunglasses on, some hat. Like, you can tell. You knew when she got on that she's at least eccentric and maybe a little crazy. Have you ever noticed that crazy doesn't look just like normal? Like, my side on the Culture Map side here, we don't look like crazy people. But you see Trey the Juggalo here. And when you see him, you know, well, there's something happening there. There's something happening there. So so what I'm trying to tell you is you can recognize crazy. Like, sometimes crazy has a look and you're alerted. And when you see this lady in the video, you'd say,
she's not normal.
Yeah, she doesn't look like a normal person who would just be sitting there chilling. She somehow got in first class, so that could mean that she's got money, and people with money a lot of times don't think rules apply to
them. Well, I don't know if she was in first. It looked like she was in the first row of the next of the,
oh,
of
is
coach.
The partition.
Yeah, that partition.
Oh, okay.
That's what that looked like to me.
Because crazy can be rich.
Yeah,
rich is often crazy.
I don't know if you heard Victoria Osteen stopped a plane. Did you hear? You didn't hear about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Wait, yeah. What was it for?
And it was about a 4-hour delay. They were going to Colorado, and she was pissed at the stewardess or whatever they're called.
Yeah, yeah. Flight attendants, John.
Called.
Yeah.
Or air waitresses, as you call no. them. That's what he calls them.
Whatever there.
Dingy broad. Have you ever used that term?
He's never said dingy broad.
Dingy broad.
Not to their face.
Oh, my gosh.
So, she was escorted with Joel off the plane, and then they got a private plane, and everybody was stuck on the tarmac for 4 hours because of her.
And, as she's leaving, she's flying, she's double riding everyone. their jet's taking off. Yeah. And everyone's sitting there like,
Sorry about that, folks. We haven't been cleared to, we'll be cleared to get off tarmac here in about 2 hours. They're going to try to fit us into the other 70 flights that are gone. You guys should be able to make your, you'll miss your connections there in Denver, but we're sorry about
have
that.
Have you
but
noticed?
The Osteens are, they're landing
are well
right
on their
now.
Way. Yeah. Have you noticed that as the years have gone on, the pilot coming over the loudspeaker, it's unintelligible.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse and worse. You can't understand.
It makes me mad now because I'm trying to watch my show on Netflix because I can download Netflix now.
Two things that have gotten worse in life. Pilot talking. What? And freaking bathroom faucets. Oh, my God. I took a picture of one.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know how to. I put your hands underneath the boat. There's no faucet. You got to put your hand in. It doesn't
work.
It has
to be a perfect.
You got the soap all over you, and you're like,
where does the soap come from? It just shoots out of nowhere. And where did it come from?
And I swear to God, I'm like, I don't know how this thing works. It's gotten so stupid.
Have you ever seen the one where you have to push the top? You push it down on the water, and then scurry your hands around it before the water starts, and it only lasts for about 3 seconds, and you have to keep pushing it.
Or it blasts you like, I know, what the bleep. I mean, it's the worst. How about we just have faucets where you turn it on, you wash your hands, and you turn it off?
Because people can't be trusted to turn the water off.
That's why.
Yes, but wait, for 1,000 years.
Water bills.
Like, just like finding which bathroom I'm supposed to go to.
We're going green.
If I go to this bathroom, you go to that bathroom.
No, I don't. No,
I
no.
turn on this faucet,
I'm gonna tell you right
I turn
now,
off this faucet.
I don't care about gender neutral. That's fine with me. Y'all want to have it? Because guess what? I'm going to blow your spot up, too. Like, just so y'all know, you are subject to get crushed, A. And B, yeah, that's fine if y'all want to do gender neutral. Y'all need to throw, like, somebody needs to throw a urinal. Because first of all, like, at a Starbucks, it's a one person anyway. That's fine. I can go handle my business in two different spots. Yeah. I don't have to wait, like, I know this one's open, but I can't go in there because it's got the dress thing. I can't go in there. Now that it's wide open, that's just more bathroom for me the way I look
at it.
And
if a girl comes in afterwards, guess what?
Hey,
that's on you.
You signed up for this.
That's right.
You have to deal with it. But I think y'all can throw a urinal in those things now. It's okay to throw a urinal.
Well, and you better because otherwise the seat's going to be all wet.
Hey, you signed up for that too. Can you put this seat down?
No.
Oh, I'll leave it down the whole time. No.
Yeah, that's on you.
Good luck. Anyway. Biscuit. Oh, my man, Biscuit. Biscuit, we'll get you in just 1 second. Hold on, man.
You know
Hold
who
on.
Doesn't have the shortest wait times in the industry? This show.
And your show. It's the biggest lie in radio history.
From 11 to 1, Raheel's not with us, but Raheel and Dell.
He's dead.
The shortest wait times in the industry. If you want to call in and actually have your phone call taken, calling from
Raheel's
11
to 1.
Raheel's
dead, that's why.
The shortest wait times for Coors Light is at John's house.
What? Yes, listen. If we're out and about, just say, hey, John, Coors Light me, and I will, bro, okay? Because I'm going to climb on, brother.
Preach on, brother.
You're damn right I will. You're damn right I will. What's your mountain? Climb on. Because the mountains of Coors Light, they're blue here. They're blue. And guess what? It's go time. It's go time with Coors Light. If you haven't tried it, I honestly, there's other light beers. They have, I don't know, it's just the taste of them. Coors Light just tastes like beer to me. It's just what beer is supposed to be. It always has, and it always will be. And if you're looking for that mountain, your mountain, find it with a Coors Light. I mean, I'm telling you, I love it. Be it those silver bottles that they've got that where it stays cold all the time, the cans, they're a little bit more slender. That's the way beer should be. You can go the brown bottle, you can do that as well. No matter what it is, though, everything goes great with a Coors Light. You're looking this holiday season. Why, you give somebody the gift of Coors Light. You don't think they'd appreciate a nice case of Coors Light? Yes, they would. If they're a Coors Light drinker, you're doing them a favor. Instead of buying them something stupid, get them some Coors Light. That's what they want. Climb on, brother. This holiday season, it's Coors Light. At Coors Light on Twitter, Coors Light XP, the app. Download it. It's Coors Light. Preach on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
.848 here on the bench. Lance Erline, John Granato. We got Dell in there doing what he does best. Time to talk a little Rockets with Biscuit. What's going on, Biscuit?
My.
What's up, Biscuit?
Lauren Hardy, Martin and Lewis, Peaches and Herb, Peanut Butter and Jelly. Now we got John and Lance back on the scene.
Here it is.
What do you say, Biscuit?
Yeah. Hey, man, before I get to my take on the Rockets, man, I should have taped that little last segment y'all had so I can play it to my millennial sons and let them see that I'm not the only old school grumpy old man out there.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking? I can't remember what we were talking about.
Smoking on a plane.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
You should have heard the first segment. You should have heard the first segment with Dell versus John today. You need to listen to that on podcast. Go to podcastarena.com to check out the daily podcast of the show. But they scrapped today about... Do you care? Okay, Biscuit, you're a hoop head, right? So,
yes, sir.
How much do you care? Like, where's your care factor for Lonzo Ball? Obviously, no one really cares about LaVar Ball that much, but even though ESPN still gives him time, and so does Fox Sports 1. But, like, how high is your care level as a basketball fan about Lonzo Ball? I mean, he was the second pick of the draft.
You know, I'm a big Laker fan, though. You know, I'm a big Laker fan.
Yeah.
I like Ball's game. I think, you know, he gets a little more hype than he should because of his dad. But right. I think the young fella going to be all right. You know, I think he's just he's getting backlash from other people. It's not him per se because he's a low-key type of guy. So I like his temperament. I like his game. You just need to develop be able to hit an open jump shot.
Yeah, I like the player fine.
I do too. I like him just fine. Except Porzingis, I played him last night, and we saw 12 highlights of Lonzo Ball instead of Porzingis. And by the way, the Knicks won the game.
We saw LeVar on highlights more than Porzingis.
Yeah. And we saw LeVar. Stop, ESPN. Stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's what ESPN does. They hype up things that, you know, that's going to move the needle. Ball right now, Porzingis he's not the flashy Ball, and his dad, you know, they move the needle.
Mm,
I'll tell you what though, I'm the Rockets. Getting to the Rockets, man. I for the life of me, I couldn't understand how people thought the Chris Paul deal was a negative, and how the James Harden wouldn't be able to play with Chris Paul. Anybody that plays basketball know two hoopers, first of all, can play together if they want to. And the fact that Harden recruited Paul, that tells me that Harden realized last year, you know what, I can't do this by myself. I need some help.
I think it was legitimate,
and now
though.
The pressure is off.
Well, I think it's legitimate. You know, Chris Paul needs the ball in his hands to run the team. James needs the ball in his hands, and I think that's a legitimate question: was how are both guys going to have the ball in their hands? The thing about basketball, though, is, and we see it with Golden State, and we were wondering how's KD going to do it with Steph and Clay and Draymond, and you know, there's not enough basketballs. Is that there's plenty of possessions, and so guys can still get their numbers
if you're willing.
Right.
That's the key to me. It's the mindset. I think that Paul is up in his career, so he's trying to win. And then Harden realized that, man, I can't do this by myself. Man, it's too much pressure. You know, so if Harden have off game, it ain't the end of the world. You know, you got somebody else over there that's moving the ball around, and Paul also. What I see is he getting the other guys. I see Paul and what's the power forward to shoot all the threes? They really got something.
Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, Ryan Anderson.
Oh, Ryan Anderson shooting over. Ryan Anderson shooting almost 75% on catches from Chris Paul. Catch and shoot threes.
Exactly.
75%. Like, Chris Paul knows how to get it to you where you like the ball. Let me tell you. You know what this is? This is when the Astros took on the Yankees two or three years ago, and they were feast or famine, and they needed to hit home runs and have Dallas Keuchel pitch, and you couldn't go to the bench slash bullpen except for maybe a couple of pitchers, which amazingly one of them was Tony Sipp. That's what Harden was like two or three years ago. This and the Rockets were like, you know what this is like? And Corey Brewer would have fit that Astros team with a bunch of strikeouts.
Yeah.
This Rockets team is a lot like this Astros team in that they have a lot of different ways to beat you. There are several guys who can produce up and down the lineup, including, you know, including and not limited to Ryan Anderson if he gets hot, Chris Paul, Eric Gordon. You've got now Clint Capella. Even though there are some similar guys on the team, this is a completely different type of team now than 2 years
ago. Well, now we'll see if they have the same nuts.
Yeah. And that was the difference with the – but the talent helped the nuts to grow, I think. Like, it's easier when you have better players on your roster.
The thing was I don't know. The Dodgers only won three more games. We'll see how many more games Golden State wins than the Rockets, or if they do win more games than the Rockets. The Dodgers won 104, the Astros won 101, but they were a prohibitive favorite going into that series.
The Rockets are going to have the most wins. They're going to be the one seed this year.
You think that?
I think they're going to be the one seed this year. I do. I don't think, as long as Chris Paul stays healthy, which,
No, that's obviously a question mark. But I'll tell you this, last year the question mark was Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. Ryan Anderson had his problems, but those two could never stay healthy, and Eric Gordon did, for the most part, and was there. And ended up winning six man.
He's counted on less.
You know what?
Too.
You're absolutely right, and I can see the similarities and the analogy to the Astros. The whole thing, though, is whether or not they can play on the biggest stage and not wilt.
Yeah, not Bagwell Biggio it.
Yeah,
against the Braves.
Right. That's exactly right.
No question. Yep. They got to prove it.
Billy is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Billy. Billy, you here?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that last segment about the planes and the pilot, how you guys were talking about how the pilots sound more unintelligible as time goes on. Well, those guys, I work with them on a daily basis, and they are getting older and older, and they have nobody replacing these guys, and it's hilarious because I feel like, remember that old cat herding commercial from the Super Bowl years back?
Yeah.
That is my job, getting these pilots to where they need to be now. That is what it's become, working my system.
This doesn't make me feel great that you're like, where do I fly this? Where are we going anywhere with this thing? Like,
I would imagine that there would be a lot. That would be a wonderful job, a career that guys would go into to try to, become airline pilots, commercial airline pilots. Why is it that why is there a dearth?
Is this like umpires? They just stay there forever?
They just stay there forever, and they haven't had a lot of new blood in the system. So these guys are getting older. They used to have a forced retirement age of 56. You had to stop flying when you were 56. They got so thin on pilots that they upped that age to 65. You've got these old farts out there running around flying these giant jets.
Well, why is that? Why? I would imagine that's a great career. How come there's
The money's not bad in that business, is it?
The money's terrible for guys starting out.
Oh, really?
The money, those guys flying those little regional jets where they have to cut their teeth at, that money is terrible.
That's like being in the minor leagues.
But no one wants to be in the minor leagues anymore. You can't just fade a low paycheck for a couple of years before you build up.
So that's how you do it.
Then just do
that's
it
life.
That way.
I
didn't know it was that bad. I just figured those flyboys were getting paid.
No, that's life, dude. I mean, you start out, you don't make much money, and then as you go along, you make more money. That's life. I don't know.
Man.
It's the millennials. Yep. Dell, congratulations.
Your
now nobody will be able to fly anywhere.
Now we got the old guys flying.
Your 90-year-old...
You're coming at me about working and building and not making much money. What the hell? Don't come at me with that. Don't come at radio producer with that.
This is your flight captain. On the TV screen on your chair there, we've got Bonanza going to be coming on one of the some of the stories on that.
And,
I think,
and we've got some special. We've got I Love Lucy in color.
So we got a lot.
What, black and white?
Yeah. So when these old drink gals come on down at the drink cart, give them a howdy do, and don't forget
a pat on the rear.
Maybe just a quick pat on the rear, and get yourself a Singapore sling and sit back and relax. Cut yourself a cigarette if you like, all the way in the back. No one's going to mind. Yeah, we're fine here.
Yes, I realize Dr. Cogslaughter is now a pilot. I recognize that. But.
Say, folks, it's me. I've got a little urinary tract infection, so I'm gonna. Don't expect to get any of the cranberry juice with your vodka, because I'll have that. And you're saying, what, just the cranberry juice? Well, maybe both. Okay, anyway, folks, on the TV screen, we got Alice's on there, and we're also going to have some of the, we got the show with My Three Sons is going to be on there, too. So make sure you check out My Three Sons.
And we've got a special treat that my favorite, Archie Bunker, is going to be featured today.
Say, folks, real quick, my grandchildren, I just want to give a special shout-out to a couple grandchildren I have.
Graduating from college. What,
one of my grandchildren's on the flight here. He's Kevin, and Kevin doesn't like the ladies, if you know what I mean, so don't even try. That's my grandson, Kevin. He's he and his partner are flying today, so I'm okay with it.
I tried to tell Kevin to hold off because Grant, one of our flight attendants, is giving them the lie.
I thought I was going to be a progressive grandfather here and get them set up. But anyway, folks, what else is going on for you guys?
I just want to watch.
Yeah, just please.
I can hear you in my headphones.
And, by the way, when you're watching a movie and they're talking and it stops the movie?
Just get off.
So, folks, you know what else? It's going to be cold out there. I hope you brought a jacket. We're flying into New York. It is now 36 degrees and very windy. It's going to be bumpy. So, if you're afraid of flying, this is not going to be a fun 30 minutes for you.
This is your co-pilot, and my name is John, and I just want to tell you.
What? Stop. Anyway, it's time to
co-pilot.
Time to talk. Speaking of bad telephones and reception, let's get Mark Klein in here on ESPN 97.5. Did you fix your phone yet, dude?
Man, I'm gonna try today, John. I hope it's good.
All right, we got it good so far.
How'd that right. sound?
Tell the Does people about 5868 Westheimer.
5868 Westheimer. That's our location. We've been there 3 years. You know, I've been in the city since 1990. My dad had it since 1969, so obviously we're doing something right in jewelry. So if you're looking for diamonds, you're driving right now, you're like, what do I do for Christmas? I got to buy her diamonds. Don't forget her. She's taking care of you all year, so it's your time to take care of her. Diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, loose diamonds. We make everything in the store, right there in the store. So if you want something done custom, you have a picture, you can send it to me. You can text it to me anytime, and we'll always be able to take care of it. We'll still be able to take care of it before Christmas time, before the party on the 22nd. So anything you need in jewelry, give us a call, 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. Or you can text as well. So anything in jewelry, give us a call.
That's it. It's KleinsJewelry.com, KleinsJewelry.com. Hey, it's next Friday is the Christmas party. Get there now and pick out what you want, and Mark will have it ready for you at the Christmas party or even before that. But be there for the Christmas party, December 22nd, 5868 Westheimer. Give him a call. Give him a text, KleinsJewelry.com.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.